Experts in the U.S. and Canada are still puzzling over what's sickening ringed seals and walrus in the Arctic. Dozens of seals have died from the mysterious disease. A small percentage of walrus are ill with something that looks very similar, but no walrus deaths have been tied to the disease. Several labs in the U.S. and Canada have been unable to figure out what's causing the illness in both species. APRN's Annie Feight has this update.
Kathy Burek Huntington has done a lot of marine mammal necropsies during her career. The veterinary pathologist has become familiar with the outsides and insides of killer whales, sea lions, and seals, but she's never seen anything quite like the diseased ringed seals she began receiving from Barrow earlier this fall.
It's rather remarkable how many skin lesions they have and how severe the skin lesions are. You know, it's something I've never seen before or read about in seals.
Burek Huntington says the insides of the diseased animals have been more variable. There's usually a lot of bleeding, swelling, and emphysema in the lungs. Some have obvious problems with their liver. The animals also have bacterial infections, but she thinks they are a symptom of the illness, not the cause. Burek Huntington has done 10 seal necropsies so far and examined samples from one walrus. She says it's not yet clear if the walrus and ring seals are suffering from the same thing, but she thinks they probably are.
Well, I think it'd be very surprising to have, you know, in this one year, a bunch of seals that have ulcers on their skin and a bunch of walruses that have ulcers on their skin, that it would be something different. That seems like a very unlikely coincidence.
Burek Huntington does most of her work from her Eagle River home. An imposing microscope sits at one end of her small office. On a recent afternoon, she's examining diseased walrus tissue.
So I just have a pile of slides here, and let me show you.
She picks up a small clear slide that holds a tiny cross-section of walrus skin.
So this is a slide of one of those skin lesions. So this is the top of the skin right there. And then this is actually one of the little punched out ulcers. And then you just put it up there on your microscope.
She lets me take a look.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, doctor?
I think it looks kind of pretty.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of pink and purple.
This microscope often leads Burek Huntington to the cause of death for an animal. But this case has been more difficult. She thinks the most likely culprit is a virus, but all of the usual viruses that affect seals and walrus have so far turned up negative.
This is very puzzling. It's very frustrating. I mean, wildlife is a special category of disease investigation. You have so much less information on those animals' history. But then this is a kind of a special case in that, you know, we're having to produce an awful lot of effort, involve an awful lot of people to figure this one out.
9 different labs in the U.S. and Canada have been running tests trying to come up with an answer. The latest is a lab that looks specifically for emerging pathogens. Terry Rolls is overseeing the investigation for the National Marine Fisheries Service. She says that lab can test for a much wider range of things.
So it could be something new to these animals, but no unknown entity, or it could be a completely new virus or bacteria that is unknown to science or undiscovered.
Rolls says more than 30 experts are working on the problem. Scientists are also checking in with native communities to determine if anything like this has happened before. Rafaela Stimmelmayer is a wildlife vet with the North Slope Borough.
There are some reports that conditions similar to this has been observed before, but not at this magnitude, and usually not with skin lesions and hair loss in that extent as that we are observing right now.
Stimmelmayer says fall seal hunting near Barrow doesn't begin until next month. She says hunters in the area are aware of the issue and are keeping Barrow scientists informed when they encounter a sick seal. Seal hunting has started in the Kotzebue area. Alex Whiting is an environmental specialist with the native village of Kotzebue. He says he hasn't heard reports of ringed seals with lesions in the area, but he says hunters are concerned about it.
If it's just a blip on the radar screen, or if it's going to, you know, stay the same or increase, or we rely on seals heavily in Kotzebue Sound for food, and it's not good to have disease outbreak run into your food populations.
The state of Alaska and federal agencies are recommending hunters avoid harvesting animals that look ill, already a common practice. The guidelines also advise wearing gloves to handle sick animals and making sure all meat is cooked. Mike Brubaker is director for the Center for Climate and Health at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He's trying to make sure communities have the best information possible.
People are still really processing what this means. And because there's so many unknowns, it's hard to know how to proceed. And so we think applying a precautionary approach is a good way. And hopefully, before too long, the wildlife community will have some answers as far as what's going on.
Biologists in Alaska are preparing paperwork to declare the mystery an unusual mortality event. That would free up more resources to continue the investigation. But NIM says a quick answer isn't likely. It may take a year or more to come to a conclusion. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.